You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam, and we have
Tay-Tay in the building. I can't even hear myself right now.
Can you hear yourself now?
No, it's, oh, there we go. It's, my headphones were down.
Mic check. Yo, so if you missed our alumni cypher recap, you can hear that. iTunes, LFOD Radio. Or just LFODradio.com. We got the videos up. We got the podcast. Did you listen to it yet, Tay?
The recap? Of course I did.
What do you think of our opinions?
Honestly, they're very valid. Like, I'm not sure if I got to the part where you guys were, like, talking about what was going on with me. But I feel like, in regards to, like, this cipher, I feel like this was actually a very well-rounded, very diverse type of cipher. And I feel like that's, that's kind of what we were talking about in terms of, like, the podcast and everything. You know what I mean?
So, yeah. Definitely a diverse crew, as always, because, I mean, we invite literally everyone back. So, yeah. And we have a lot of different type of artists on here. So, I mean, all sort of, you know, similar on message and skill level, but different ways of delivering it.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Like, delivery is definitely a powerful thing, especially in these ciphers, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of what I was kind of looking for, especially. It was just a whole bunch of delivery, a whole bunch of spiky energy. And I feel like that's definitely something that, like, you know, I would have taken away from that. But if anything, in terms of that, I feel like everything that was said was, like, more or less, like, valid. You know what I mean? Like, the talent was there, the the delivery was there, and also the cadence was there in terms of everybody. Everybody kind of came in with their own flavors. You know what I mean? It's, like, it's amazing.
That's what's up. Now, you were at Hoop Hop this weekend.
I was at Hoop Hop this weekend.
What was that like?
All right, so crucify me if you want. Wow. That was the first time I went to Hoop Hop. My first ever Hoop Hop. I never went because everybody was like, yo, Tay, you better be playing ball, bro. And I'm like, I'm not playing ball. I'm trash. Ask my brothers if you really want that work, okay? If you want it in the work at Tayshawn, I could just send one of my brothers through. Just holler at me with that. But I went to my very first Hoop Hop. And it was hilariously amazing, to be honest. I saw so many people there. I saw Red Shades, Trevor Holmes, Dutch Rebel, M Dot. Who else did I see there? I seen Lotus. I seen Keys. There was I even seen Tim Hall. I seen so many people. There was a situation. Yo, Keys. I'm not sure who he crossed up. I think it was Flip.
Oh.
I'm not sure if he, yeah, I think he crossed up Flip. Like, yeah, Flip was playing, right? And I don't know, but Keys did this. But Keys did this thing. He, like, dribbled behind, behind his back and, like, between his legs, and he just crossed him, and he just fell over, and I was like,
yo,
and I was like. I was screaming, and literally everybody got out of their seats. Yo, it was wild. And honestly, that the games were really, really dope. I was like, wow, this is insane. You know what I mean? Had a lot of conversations. Joseph James was there too. YM Prop of, like, you know, Europe Nation and all them. Like, there was a lot of rappers, singers, managers, a lot of musical people in the room. It was really dope.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, shout out Bezo and Al and Brian and all the work they do, and the YMCA for providing the venue, because they really are bringing a lot of people together with this event. A lot of artists, a lot of cross promotion, a lot of connections being made. And I mean, 5 years is crazy too.
Oh, no, of course.
5 years strong.
And that was my first one. So honestly, like, if there's another Hoop Hop, I'm going back.
There will be one every year. If Bakari can't do it, we will.
Oh, please. No, nah, we have to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It'll never die.
Has to do it. You know what I mean? But yeah, Hoop Hop was super, super dope. I honestly, it was just really funny. People were doing the electric slide too. like in between games. It was dope. Yo,
that was, man, I remember I was at the first one, and it was out at the park there in Roxbury, and it was dope. I mean, it was, you could tell it was going to be something just for the amount of random people pulling up. There were performers. I think, it's going to sound crazy, I honestly feel like April Stanford was hosting, or at least doing, she performed at one point. It was like, it was cool, but you could tell it was going somewhere.
Yeah.
And like the level of artistry that came out, even at the first one, he had pretty big names out there just trying this thing out. My favorite thing is that, like you just said, that Flip Jackson story, it gets worked into the fabric of what's going on out here. You know, people have bars about it in the ciphers.
Oh,
people are talking about it. Overdog, rest in peace, they challenged us, you know,
to a
game of 5-on-5. Just all sorts of stuff, you know. It's
oh my god,
hip-hop is wild.
Yeah, but that's actually hilarious. I didn't know people were actually making bars about what happens at hip-hop.
Champ, like, Chuck came on here in his cypher last year, and he said he was gonna dunk on Bakari. And like
I remember he took shots at you and Bakari.
Yeah,
and it was hilarious.
We love Chuck though, we love him.
Nah, facts.
But it's a dope event, and once again, we're just major salute to everybody involved in putting that on, everyone that attended, and everyone that keeps talking about it every year and keeps it going. I think we should do two. I think we should do a winter one.
A winter hoop hop?
Yeah. I don't think once a year is enough.
It's not enough. There's too many people in the world, and there's too many... I feel like hoop hop is definitely something that gives people a release because... You know, a lot of people voice their opinions about networking events. You know
right.
what I mean? So when it comes to a networking event, people don't want to be like, oh, I'm going to go to this person. I'm going to go to this event just so I can meet a whole bunch of rappers and just talk music and talk business all the time.
Right.
Sometimes people want to just come together for a mutual thing that they can all really relate to. So if it happens to be basketball and it happens
right.
to be, you know, someone getting crossed up and then everybody reacted to it and then... it gets put into a cipher, then it is what it is. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day,
cross up a producer, get a free beat.
Oh yeah, Flip. If it was, I'm not sure if it was
that
Flip.
It was you, buddy.
I'm not sure. Wait,
nah, it was Flip. Now,
it was
though.
Flip.
See, this is I don't know, man. This is your power with the microphone. You
oh
know?
No, it looked like it was Flip.
Let us know if that was
if
you.
If it wasn't Flip,
we need to hear back.
If it wasn't Flip, just ask Keith. But I know Keith crossed somebody up, and to me, it looked like it was Flip, but I'm not entirely sure if it was him, but it looked like it was him, yo.
Well, here's what we'll do. Flip or Keese or anybody who was there, hit us at LFOD Radio. Let us know what crazy thing you saw at Hoop Hop. Let us know what we missed. And please let us know who got crossed up. And also maybe we didn't get... I just spoke to Bakari and we didn't find out who the MVP was. Let us know who you think the people's champ was, you know, at LFOD Radio. Let us know. And if you want to have Hoop Hop twice a year, at Hoop Hop 617, make sure to keep them in the mix as well. But we have a whole clean mixtape right here in our Google Drive.
Oh, wow.
From the Hoop Hop crew.
Sweet.
They recorded this up at KR's place in Lawrence. Shout out to him. And shout out to all the artists on here. I heard this one's been getting some love. It's Red Shades, Bakari,
yes.
and Rex. Bigger Picture, produced by Billy Loman. I mean, off the names alone, we got to press play on this one.
Of course, we got to
press play. Hoop Hop mixtape coming soon. You are tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Thinking. thinking like, man, I love this music, I don't love the drama. Pics are nice, chill with paparazzi, bring along the commas. Name the price, what your angle like, shoot and aim it right. See the bigger picture flicker before you lock the frame in tight. I'm saying right, wanna try your luck? Well then use a goner. On the stage, people know what's up. I'm a true performer, music more of substance. Mixed with ratchet back with soothing aura. Stoops and corners in the hoop, these foreigns. Massachusetts born, but Georgia peach, Jamaican bread. Never eat the hand that fed. Don't believe me, try and burn your bridges, you won't get ahead. Signing off, cause my time will cost. I ain't trying to cause issues with you. What you hear is official, just a minor part. Shades.
Red Shades. Billy Loman. JP. Yeah. I do the hard way and don't give a fuck. Doing a buck down the Pickle Parkway. Patroni and Bump, Patron in the cup, Zeus smoking the blunt. Acknowledge a phony for what? We somewhere in San Antonio, wishing we was somewhere out in Tokyo. Tired of the pump fakes and the okie doke. Half y'all trying to lead a horse to water for the rodeo. Everyone knows you use lies to rise up like Pinocchio. But I'm real, boy, let's get back to that. I'm breathtaking as an asthma attack. Got a dollar, you get half of that. Only preaching if you practice that. Don't be crying if you ask for that. I'm residing where a savage at. Jack's dying in my habitat. But Lord knows you can never relate. I smack a hater out his MAGA hat. We the ones that make America great. Africa is where the fam is at. I'm Huey Newton when you do the shooting. I'm a mutant marvel at the Panther cast. Ask what I love more than the green. And apologetically, my answer's black.
Yeah, always I'm on some ish. Deliver bars of pith, acknowledgements to audiences, ambiance of godliness. My queen, my sis, my king, my bro. Never below, above the cumulus. Plane trains, maneuverers, rulers, cuz boulevards and avenues eluded us to who we was, who we are. Told the mirror, mirror, you a superstar. Due to Mars, waking us to white lines and the dust at night times. Hypes was up, I'd write rhymes. Climate of the unconditioned. Living without a pot to piss and took an intermission to wish and scribbling to the distance. Each sentence got my bloodline. Hey, you like my kinfolk. Every single pen stroke, invoke, ten toes, planted in the granite. My legacy, my advantage. Ziggy and Josiah, hope you go higher than vantage point. I visualize, I can see tomorrow's luster in your eyes. My pen alive, please penalize all pen and lies. Shit.
They say it's better to love and lose than to never love at all. I think that's true. At least I think that of you. One time, baby. Let's go. Now listen, heart is more than just a spot beneath your solar plexus. Love is more than just O's and X's. His name on your necklace, her name on your chest. It's compromising with each other when the skies are gray above you. See, I tried to say I love you, but emotions got between us like we was trying to cross the ocean. With that in the middle, nothing felt right. Now the only thing that's left is words unspoken. I'm open to the fact that you don't want me back, but it would harm me knowing that you saw me like that. Hanging up the phone, thought you'd call me right back. Now it's been 3 years, and when all these nights pass, I ain't thinking about the past, cause all that's gone. And I ain't trying to crawl back or all that, nah. I'm just saying, let's both drop the weapons, leave the combat zone, and maybe we can get together when you come back home.
Baby, is it right when I can't turn back? your lover was always worth it. So I ink my feelings on this paper for you. Then I scream to the world so they know that I love you. Huh. But you could give a huff though. I started speaking from the heart, then you was cutthroat. Huh. And I've been thinking we could be something, but I've been drinking, listen to nothing. Cause drunk words are sober thoughts. So when I'm drunk and I'm lost, guess you're my only thought. I'm down to go all the rounds, man, I wish you fought. And if you hit me right up, I'll probably give it up. Yo, and see what happens when you give a huff. This luggage can have you looking full and feeling dumb. And how you the word of me, but you won't hit me up. I went from your best friend to not the only one.
In this cold, cold.
They gon' say I'm a new, we can double up B&T. They just mad cause we move different. Fresher than your deacon on a weekend, but I practice what I'm preaching, amen. If you see me reaching, know it's cause you looking geeky. Plus I'm Puerto Rican, I ain't bout all the tweeting. Only bird I know can't be eating. Every day I stay hustling, I can sell beef to a vegan. Cash flow on cheetah, fast money like a casino. Dreaming I'm making these casinos. Blue faces, I ain't letting them breathe. Checks on my necks on my sleeves. Bullies all over the street. Wait till we fully elite. Union's fully asleep. Stay woke, stay woke. I stay on top of my pesos. All of my haters on payroll. Haters hop off of my Quavos. Up a dose, Eckies on Jose Quavo. Haters say no. Haters all up on my steeds, paper all up on my jeans. Chain cold enough, thinking nigga might freeze. Hey, I could've pulled up, but I'd rather smoke with smoke. Cause when I get high, ain't no telling when I'm drunk.
Hit the gas like a man Frank. Watch skirt and I'm out when it's bad things. I don't talk with a walk, only calm things. People shop for the watch of a gold ring. Gold chains on the cuff that you're wearing. Roll up to the place, got them staring. Gucci belt finna take what you're wearing. Running no place in the hood we're living. Call a penthouse every year, top billing. Chilling poolside with the fam, straight living. Going offline, Stephen Hawking and his children. Get the bags out, cause I'm finna make a killing.
Haters all up on my steeds. Paper all up on my jeans. Chain cold enough. Think of my phrase. Hey, I could've hold up, but I'd rather smoke with. Cause when I get high, ain't no telling when I'm
turning. Yo, so that was three records off the Hoop Hop mixtape, which is coming out soon. That was just Andre X and G Darsh with Turn Up. Before that, we had Sun Free, Duke Aran, and Sandro. I believe it's Sandro Castro, right?
I think so,
yeah. Left that off the title there. And, yo, shout out Sun Free. I heard that guitar solo at the end. I know that was you. And it's good to hear you back on records, my dude. And before that, Rex Bakari and Red Shades. Like I said, Hoop Hop mixtape dropping soon. What was that line Bakari got you with?
Oh, man. He said, everybody knows when you lie, you rise like Pinocchio. I was like, woo!
Using lies to rise like Pinocchio. Yeah, yeah.
That was fire. I was like, wow.
Tayshaun usually only goes crazy like that for video game bars, so...
Yeah. Actually, not just video game bars, but just bars that are just, like, wild. Like, that was... Like, just the way it was detailed. He said, everybody knows, like your nose. And then you lie to rise, like Pinocchio. And it just makes sense when you put it all together. It's like... bruh, it's like, bruh, that's crazy. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, Bakari top 10. Bakari top five.
Shout out Bizo one time. I can't wait till we get this camera in here because you're doing the, like... You're animated. They can't see your animation.
Oh, nah, facts.
They don't see you, like, doing the bruh move in the chair, yeah, like, head back, dead,
bruh.
Deceased. We gotta have a gif of you just collapsing in the chair, and then someone just gives you a spin. You do a circle. Yeah, but anyway, we do have a camera coming, so if you guys have things you like to see us do, we definitely want to hear from you sooner rather than later. Season 5 is starting very soon, first week of September. We will be announcing the guests next week, along with most of our schedule. But we've just been putting a lot of new pieces together, and it's going to be very, very dope. So we want to hear from you, though. We definitely want to tighten things up, tune things up. So like I said, it's at LFOD Radio on everything, _ after the LFOD Radio on Twitter, but we pop up way before you get that far into it. But we got a phone line too. I think we're going to try to stretch out the show, so
yes.
I want to get in the habit of having people call in. If anyone's tuned in and you want to talk to us, 855-915-9636. If you were at Hoop Hop, if you saw Flip Jackson get crossed up, if you saw someone that looks like Flip Jackson get crossed up,
skirt, skirt,
and you want to talk about that, 855-915-9636.
I feel like he's gonna go on Twitter. He's like, I did not get crossed up by Keith.
Man. This is what happens when you invite us to an event. We report the news that we see.
I mean, somebody got their soul and their ankles took. So damn. At the end of the day, like. Yo. Sorry, I'm sorry, but
I hate that it had to be you, Flip.
I'm not sure if it was Flip, but like when he got up, like the back of his shirt said Jackson. And I was like, wait a minute. I was like, whoa, wait a minute. I'm not sure if that's Flip, but if it was, then shoot.
Jeez, man.
But we can confirm with Keith. We can confirm with Keith because he literally got to the backcourt. He's like, yo, nobody got that? He's like, nobody got that.
I'm going to tweet both of them right now. They're both on Twitter. Who had the wettest shot out there?
Honestly, wasn't really seeing too many wet shots, man.
Really?
Yeah. I wasn't seeing too many wet shots, man. There was some like good shooting averages. But not everybody had that sauce. Not everybody did that flick of the wrist. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
I couldn't really report on that, to be honest. I mean, it was more or less about, like, you know, the fast breaks and more or less about, like, you know, the layups. And, like, some people would, like, occasionally, like, you know, make shots and everything.
But, so people had handles, but not really the
shot.
Oh,
yeah. People had handles and, like, people were, like, definitely scoring. But what I'm saying is like, nobody was, like, shooting, like, crazy, like every time, like they got the ball, like it was going in. You know what I mean? Like it was kind of like a mismatch. You know what I mean? Like it was kind of like, you know, like a guessing game in that regard.
That means they're working on their music though, which is good.
Facts.
That's good, man. That's good.
I mean, work on the music, work on that shot. Honestly, as long as the music's fire, that's all that matters. But hey, if the shot's fire, then the shot's fire too, you know what I mean?
And it's worth having too, because I don't know if you noticed, but these have started to pop up like around. Like Bizo's been doing this for 5 years or whatever, but mm-hmm. there are a lot of sort of celebrity basketball, etc. tournaments popping up these days. Mm-hmm. I know I saw one with 2 Chainz and Snoop Dogg, and I know Quavo can ball. And like, so I mean, if you want to keep doing this music thing, you got to keep balling as well, it seems like.
I'm not balling up. It's not happening.
It must be so annoying because you're tall, so you get asked.
Facts.
That all the time.
yo, let it be known on LFOD Radio, I'm never playing basketball. Okay, if you want someone with the name Taylor playing basketball, hit up my brothers. Okay, they're good at it, not me. Leave me alone. Okay, I'm not playing basketball.
I will also put out there that I am a defensive genius, but you don't want me shooting either.
Yeah. Like, yeah, just keep me in the paint. Just keep me in the paint. I'm like the Great Wall of China. Like, just keep me in the paint.
Bro, my buddy Mark, if you're listening, that's what I used to say, man. I was like, Great Wall of China. Like, I listened when the coaches said, put your arms out. Like, I was a big space, and you could try to get around me. But anyway, yo, you sent us a ton of records. Well, by a ton, I mean, yeah, you sent a good amount. I'm happy.
Yes.
So this is one of the things we want to do, is get more in the mix. What do you want us to play and why?
Elay, Ode to Black Beauty, because that song is awesome. It's really cinematic, and it's really just gorgeous. He has a great voice, and the video is pretty detailed. Like, Elay Weeks.
I'm not hip, so put us on.
Huh?
Put us on. I'm not hip.
All right, so Elay Weeks, super dope singer, super dope songwriter, amazing. Just, his voice is just really, really great. It's very atmospheric, and he's very cinematic with the way that he structures his songs. And
do you know where he's out of?
He's out of here. He lives in Dorchester.
Really?
Yeah, man. He lives in Dorchester, based in Dorchester. He's been doing this for a really long time, by the way. And he also dances, too. So, like, it's super, super dope. He's really great.
Word. Well, we're going to get into this Elay Weeks Ode to Black Beauty. He's got a video out for it as well. We'll be back after this. You are tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
You're lonely, and you're still beautiful. Your heartbeat,
heartbeat.
You're lovely,
lovely.
You're lonely, and you're still beautiful. I'm sold on the thought of you. There's nothing I want but you. So I'm still looking, still searching, 'cause I still want you, because you're beautiful. Still needing all the pieces to your puzzle, because you're beautiful. We're broken and bad. Our picture is shattered. We need a way to make our troubles end. So I'm still looking, we're still searching, 'cause I still want you, because you're beautiful. With your heartbeat, you're so lovely, but you're so lonely, and you're so beautiful. 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 You're so beautiful.
You're so beautiful. You're so beautiful. You're so beautiful. into the room and all the lights flicker violently. Keep your head down, no one makes a sound. Her boots are made from soles of stronger knights. Sitting silently, she stalks her prey, and no one gets away.
We are back, Live For Your Die Radio. No hip-hop in that last block. We had Mayor Hawthorne with The Innocent, Eli Weeks with Ode to Black Beauty. Tayshaun, what made you pick these records?
Honestly, I've been listening to that record by Eli for a while, actually. And I love cinematic music, and I love the way that he kind of details everything. So there's that. And I've been listening to Mayor Hawthorne for at least 2-3 weeks straight. So I literally was just like,
you
everybody
said two
needs,
weeks straight?
Two or three weeks straight. You know what I mean? Like his album, what's it called again? Let me go ahead real quick. So his album, it pretty much, what the heck is going on my phone?
Wow.
What?
Confirmation. Flip Jackson, LMFAO, Let's Go, legendary moment. Matt Whitlock jumps in. Listen, oh, it was sloppy and probably not on purpose, but I guess one could say it technically did happen. I wouldn't put it on a highlight reel, though. Keese was banging on him out there, though. He would have got the MVP if they won it all. And he says, I absolutely meant to do that move. What was unexpected was the reach.
That was confirmation. So it was Flip. Oh man. Oh man. Oh man. All right, yeah, but I've listened to Mayor Hawthorne's Where Does This Door Go album, and it's really, really dope. Backseat Lover, The Innocent, The Only One, so many songs on here that are just bops. BOPs. But yeah, that whole situation, man. Whew, I was like, it looked like it was flipped. It looked like it was, but I was like, ah, man. Well, there's confirmation on Twitter now. You feel me? So it's confirmed. Like that.
Confirmed.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
Wow.
It shouldn't have been you, Flip. It shouldn't have been you, man. Sorry it had to be you, man. Oh, man. That's crazy.
Shout out to everyone on the tweets jumping in.
Oh, so there's a crazy thing going on in the tweets.
At LFOD Radio _.
Oh, man. Look at what we done started, man.
Yep.
Look at what we done started, man. It's
Bezo started this. He provided the platform for this this type of competition. Anyway, we're on air for 20 more minutes. If anyone wants to call in and talk about hoop hop, that's 855-915-9636. The hoop hop episode. We had the winners come in a few times. It might not. Oh, there is also video now from Keese that I am seeing.
Oh, no. He has
the video. Wow. People running out of the stands. Oh, wow. Wow. This is. I'm going to watch this. Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, bad angle, but Flip definitely hit the deck. Oh, no.
Oh, man, Flip.
Oh, man, he went. Oh.
Your reaction to this is hilarious, Sam.
Yeah, this is unfortunate.
This is unfortunate is a very, very delicate word to use for this situation. That's an understatement. That's a very delicate word. This is unfortunate. That's catastrophic to his legs.
It's I'm watching it again. It's really hard to see the yeah. I think he went down. There's a speaker. One dude jumped up and started dancing almost immediately. Flip came from behind is what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll retweet this. Flip came from behind and then yeah, it was just unfortunate for everyone involved, really.
That's dogmatic.
Yeah.
It's dogmatic. That's how deep it goes.
Dogmatic.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Like it's like apocalyptic. Like it's like the worst possible thing can possibly happen.
I don't know if that's what dogmatic means, but not to correct you, but I've heard dogmatic being used in weird ways lately. So I always gotta clarify. Like
no, like doesn't dogma mean like, you know, like something like terrible?
No, dogma is related to like it's more the foundation of the religion itself. Like the religious dogma would be like the context of it, this to like how it's all built.
Mm.
Which, you know, religion does enjoy terror, so
yeah, facts. But it's terrifying. It was terrifying. Okay, but it's also used in verbs. You know, the English language likes to have different meanings for every single word. You know what I'm saying? Even some words have opposite meanings, which is really weird, but yeah.
Like what?
Like a dub. That's slang. That's not in the English language, but that's something that everybody can understand. Like that's
dub used to be a win.
Yeah, but now it means that's a dub. Like that's a like I'm rejecting said idea. Like, man, that's a dub. Like I don't like that idea. I'm rejecting this idea. You know what I mean? It implies rejection and it implies disdain or, you know, a lack of appreciation for pretty much. This is slang. Brought to you by Tayshaun Taylor.
I'm thank you for explaining that. So we are still hiring our new social media manager, so I am attempting to tweet and conduct
this
podcast
time.
At the same time. But the tweets are getting wild.
Oh man, just play another song, man.
Yeah, I think we're gonna play another song, try to get a call
Backseat
in. Let's keep this Tayshaun sesh going.
Yeah, of course.
Backseat Lovers, what you want?
Yes.
Okay. Who does this?
Mayor Hawthorne.
Again?
Yes. Another Mayor Hawthorne song.
Mayor Hawthorne, shout out to you. Backseat Lover from Tayshaun Taylor here at LFOD Radio.
what you told me. You knew that I'd never hit and tell. You got me right where you want me. With candy apples and sweet caramel. You know I won't say a word. Yeah, we can keep it discreet. Darling, no one in the world. It's just between you and me. If I gotta be your cheap backseat lover, cruising down the street to know. Seen you with your girlfriends, pretending like you never give it away. Ooh, you look a little nervous. You wanna know if your secret is safe, baby? I won't say a word. Yeah, we can keep it discreet, darling. No one in the world. It's just between you and me.
With no arrow, but let them try to reflex. I'm so graphic. Have him back at the crib to blow gasping. Pro tagging, we hitting like Bo Jackson. Snow cashing, I know, you know Aspen. Co-captain, who properly throw jabs in. Foes catch him, I slaughter your whole faction. My goons may take off your toupee with gold Mac 10s. The roof come off, then fold back in. And this came straight out of jail to go past it. Monopoly rap, I'm not to be matched. I make it hard to breathe, you gon' need an oxygen mask. New heat, but I'm spitting like the locks in the past. 2-3, Mike Jordan, but my shots in the glass. A body rap is like Jason with the hawk in the mask. Jaws with bars, coming like a shark in the path. Squads and cars, 12 tribe blocking my math. Had to flip jaws of raw, last option I had. Snatching paid lawyers, no, like Cochran I had. Pray for me. The D's want my heart in the bag, but instead I'm overseas and I'm rocking for cash. Better show respect when they talk in the flash. Better show a check, or I'm not in the lab. Listen, cousin, it's the vets, and you're talking to dad. Had the house, had the Benz, had the Glock and McNabb. The Eagles bullets, I ain't talking to pass. Had my Hindu moving pot in the cab. My intent, nice views on the top of the pad. Still the best, hands down, I ain't starting to brag. I'm about to lead the scene, buddy, like a in the rag. I ain't talking hopscotch when they're talking to Ab. Sick of hearing pop tops, so I'm starting to spaz. Victorious Nux, Notorious Plus. I'm from a hood of mass murders, so my story is tough. Shorty's just lust, I'm still getting glorious bucks. Test and be the next new, that the coroner stuff. His knuckles. I'm the last and the first to spit this raw, to put your trash rap in the hearse. It's the vets.
We are back on Live Free or Die Radio, and we have the one and only Flip Jackson on the line with us.
Yeah, yeah. What's going on, y'all?
What's happening, man?
Oh, man, I'm cool. And how about y'all, y'all?
We're great. We're great. So, what happened out there?
I mean, as you can see from the tape, you know what I'm saying? You can't see. So from that footage, I actually got the ball stolen from me, you know, set the record straight. So I got picked. I was trying to cross to go to the lane. I got picked. And then, so I'm trying to recover. And Keith down there, he was fucking killing shit.
Ooh. Whoa.
He was killing shit. And then I went to recover and, so, long story short, I haven't played basketball since 10th grade when I literally quit to go pursue music and musicals. And I was like, man, that was a reminder that I haven't exercised in maybe 10 years. So, yeah, it was an ill move. I give all salute to him. And it was a great game. I really had a great time. So,
one thing I need you to confirm, because we cannot tell from the video, did you, in fact, hit the floor?
I did not hit the floor, thank God. But, you know what I'm saying? My legs didn't give out. I was worried about that since the moment I started stretching, and it didn't happen. So, thankfully, I was above, but he did blow right by me, and I was like, damn, I literally just looked like a goddamn, you know.
Statue out there.
You know. Yeah, so it was a beautiful thing to, you know, be reminded that, you know, the world still moves pretty quick.
Yeah, man. Yeah, no matter what you do to slow it down, it's full speed out there. Yeah, man, you don't see me on the court, so it's all...
Hey, like I said, it was all love, man. It was a beautiful thing, man. It was a great game, so...
That's dope, man. I appreciate you calling in. And, yeah, hoop hop is amazing for the scene and the city, the area, everything. We got people coming from all over at this point.
Yeah.
So, your favorite thing about it other than that?
Yo, honestly, I have to say, basketball is my first, you know, passion and love before music. And so I always wanted to be in the NBA. So to me, this was just a beautiful thing to just go back and play something that I just enjoy. And the fact that we all do music or are involved with music was ill, because it was like, yeah, I was actually enjoying being there because we were playing something that we all enjoy as well as a hobby, but we're pursuing something for real. So we were all sitting there talking about music, and I was like, yo, this is lit. We're not forced to do music, and we still talk about it because we enjoy it. And we all from different walks of life, different things, but we all have this one common thing with music and basketball. So I was like, it brought everybody together, and I was like, yo, I want more shit like this. You know, that was a beautiful environment, beautiful, you know, community effort. And shout out to Bakari and everybody in Boopop. You know, that was definitely, definitely well worth the, you know, invitation, and I appreciate it for real. So definitely look forward to next year.
That's what's up, man. What do you have musically in store? I know you've been working.
Yeah, absolutely. I got Truly Yours and myself. We got Big Nigga Cheese out right now on all digital platforms. I got myself and Parisia as well. We're working on her next solo project. That should be coming out the end of September. That will be all my production. I got a bunch more. I got a bunch on Bats' next album, Visions of a Prospect. And then I'm actually working with a bunch. Oh, my man Ayo, Aaron Odom in Florida. He's killing stuff. You know what I'm saying? We've been doing a song a week, basically, song and video. So we came up with the idea. She actually shot to LaShawn James, but he was doing. He was doing some interview. He mentioned about minute songs on IG and how that might be the next wave. So I mentioned it to him, and we've just been doing that ever since. And
they're making 1 minute songs now.
Yeah, yo, it's probably one of the best things we ever did. So it's actually been a beautiful thing. So I definitely recommend it. And then doing videos with it too, so you can put it on Instagram, and basically the whole song's on Instagram. Then you go straight to iTunes, Spotify, wherever you want to go, and it's all right there. It's the same song. So, you know, it's been that's been the new wave for us, basically, and just, you know, keeping the movement moving and stuff. You know, I've been making probably like, at least when I sit down, 5 to 10 beats at a time now. So it's just been just trying to find homes for them all now. So
that's what's up. Where can people get those beats?
You can find them at flipjacksonbeats.com and directly with me at itsflipjackson@gmail.com, because not all of them will be up. There's a lot of exclusives that are, you know, sitting in the vaults that, you know, don't necessarily see the light of day until they're asked for it. So,
well, yo, if you're tuned in and you're an artist, hit up Flip at Flip Jackson on everything and flipjacksonbeats.com.
Yo, beats 400 right now.
Oh, you got a special going too. Get it while you can. Tell them we sent you.
Definitely.
Yo, Flip, thanks for calling, man. And thanks for, everything you do out here. It's appreciated.
Thank you, man. Likewise, yo, like I said, y'all definitely give me one of the oldest platforms. So, like I said, it's a beautiful thing, yo. I appreciate it always, yo.
Major salute, my dude. Be good. I'll talk to you soon. I'll shoot you a text later.
Awesome.
Definitely. You already know, man.
All right, man. Peace out.
Peace.
That was Flip Jackson. All right.
Dang.
That sounded pretty good.
At least he wasn't salty about it.
For those of y'all listening on the podcast, we do broadcast on FM radio, so every time he swore, that's why we did a little whoop. We don't need the FCC shutting us down. Yeah. And just a cool thing to let people know, if you're sending in music, submissions@lfodradio.com, that's submissions with an S at lfodradio.com, please send us clean MP3s attached to the email so that we can get at those. We really appreciate the attachments. It's easier for us. We can just play them and go. We know they're clean. Unfortunately, we don't have time necessarily to check out your record in its dirty form, then let you know if we like it, and then get the clean one. And it's good practice for you to have a clean anyway, because, and we just did this last week, someone hit us up and the record was fine, but it just didn't fit with the style we played, but we know other stations who would play it, so we forwarded them along and pass them that information. So it's just good to have cleans because someone will play it, but please just send us the cleans. And the other thing is with Dropbox and stuff like that, it's real easy to get the sharing settings set wrong when you send it out. So we get some inboxes from, we get some mail from, you know, with the DJ pack and it's all set up well and it's easy to read, but sometimes when that's usually from record breakers, and usually when the artist sends it themselves, there's a greater chance that we're asked to sign in before we see it. And if, well, we don't have a Dropbox associated with that account, so we end up not being able to see it, and then it's just extra emails and you don't get played on the radio. So just make it as easy for everyone to play your music as possible is what I would say. And we do reach out to a lot of people, but a lot of people will just skip through and delete everything without an attachment.
Mm-hmm.
And, we don't do that, but...
Of course we don't do that.
And definitely, yeah, hit us up if you have questions about the best way to put your music out, because we definitely want to be a place for education as well. So if we can give you advice on how to talk to us, it'll probably help you talk to other people, and it'll get you heard more places. So,
also send us flyers to shows.
Yeah, send us flyers to shows, the high-res ones, so we don't have to, you know, use our Instagram repost apps and things of that nature.
Yeah, just send the flyer to the email or send it, like, don't send it into DMs.
Yeah, no, DMs are not great because there's a lot of different people running our social media accounts, so it's best to hit us via submissions@lfodradio.com. If you send a DM, you'll likely be told, hey, please send an email to submissions@lfodradio.com. But with that being said, shout out one last time to Hoopop, Bakari, you, Tayshaun, Flip Jackson, Keese for just balling like that,
and
Matt Whitlock,
ankles.
Everyone chiming in on Twitter right now.
Oh,
they're
man.
Still dead eyes in on it now.
Oh, really?
I don't even know what's going on, but we got at LFOD Radio on everything. And we'll be back next week, same time, 7 p.m., Tuesday. Live free or die. We're going to get out of here with some brand new Cypress Hill, Band of Gypsies. They got a new record coming out. Salute them for making music all these years later. That's decades deep in the game, I'd say, which you cannot knock that in one. You can't knock that. We're getting out of here. My words aren't working. Live free or die.
I was trying to watch the thing.
In the paragraph, when I paraphrase, got a pair of Jordans dancing on your face. Paralyzed, see the paranormal, paratroops summoned by the grandmaster as he prepares the loops. Temple doors open up, smoke billows.